The U.S. offensive against Iraqi insurgents in Fallujah slowed today, with Marines and Army battling pockets of resistance in several parts of the city. Several loud explosions rocked Fallujah, and sounds of gunfire reverberated through its streets and alleys. NPR's Ann Garrels is in Fallujah with Bravo Company of the 1st Marine Battalion, 3rd Regiment. She says the unit has discovered kits to test for sarin nerve gas, and she joins me now. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning.
Now, the Marines first thought that they had found sarin gas itself.
That's right. Yesterday, Iraqi troops and Marines assigned to Bravo Company were searching an area in the north of the city, and they found a truck full of weapons and mortars, and there was also a briefcase. The intelligence officer with the Marines opened up the briefcase and found four packages with 10 vials, and on the packages written in English were sarin-V gases. He said he was scared. Well, I can't exactly say on the radio what he said. When he saw this, Captain Garcia, Jared Garcia, was elated at first that his company had actually found weapons of mass destruction, proving, he says, the war was justified. They called in specialists, and now it appears that these were what they call sarin test kits. Apparently, you know, kits to test for sarin gas. I mean, it does raise the question why the insurgents would have had these test kits. You know, we can't answer that now.
What is the situation generally in Fallujah, especially where you are now?
I'm on the top of a mosque with a company of Marines. They're taking sporadic fire and from elusive insurgents who are basically darting around 360 degrees. This morning, amphibious Marine tracked vehicles hurtled into the city from the staging area to move Bravo Company to another location. It's taking over the patrol of the north while another battalion moves further south to secure the important east-west highway. Marines were crammed into the tracked vehicle with all their battle gear as they were moved for a few blocks. They joked that this was the safest they've felt yet because, for the most part, these guys are on foot. They've now taken up position in a mosque. This is the first time many have actually ever seen one. There's, as I said, sporadic fire as the snipers keep them on guard. They'll be fanning out from here, checking buildings for weapons caches. They found a lot of weapons already.
Iraqi security forces are participating in the battle to secure Fallujah. How have they been performing?
Well, many deserted before the battle, but those who stayed, commanders are saying they're doing a good job. They were the ones who were doing the searches yesterday that discovered the sarin. I'm now with 70 members of an emergency response unit out of Baghdad. They include Sunni, Shia, Kurds, and Christians. They say they're standing strong. They are afraid, however, to have their names or faces revealed. They're clearly afraid of retribution against their families if they are identified.
Ann, thanks very much. NPR's Ann Garrels with the U.S. Marines in Fallujah.